views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Boys, I had a friend by the name of Jones, and his idea sure was wrong. I took old Jones for my personal friend. Don't you see what Jones had done? Now Jones, he hang around me like a hungry hound. Took my woman and he left this town. Now I wonder if anybody in here can tell me if they seen old Jones. Jones, oh Jones.
Good morning this morning. Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Monday, the 23rd of February, 2026, and you are on the clock with I ain't gonna study war no more green. Because I don't think you all understand what war is really, really about. Welcome back after a long weekend. Congratulations to all the young people competing in the Durwood Knowles, Sir Durwood Knowles sailing championships yesterday over the weekend. We got lots to talk about. Dear callers, give me like 8 minutes. Give me like 8, 9 minutes to go through all of the stories I want to talk about, and then we're going to open up the phone line, eh? If you could do that for me, because we've got stories today. First of all, let me remind you of the Loyalist Charles Farquharson Will Competition and the On the Clock T-shirt and Magazine Recycling Program. Also, the show up at Ponciana Paper Press, number 12 Parkgate Road, The Earth Breathes Every Season. Some of the most renowned artists from throughout the Caribbean, including the Bahamas. Lots to talk about this morning. And then, of course, tomorrow is 242 Day, Tuesday, February the 24th. This and every 24th of February, the 24th day of the second month, is 242 Day. Show your Bahamian pride, fly your Bahamian flags, wear Bahamas flag colors, eat Bahamian foods, create and listen to Bahamian music, donate in sequences of 242, do something 242 times. And merchants, consider pricing items for $242, $24.20, and $2.42. Let's have fun. And you bet tomorrow we're going to be having fun on the clock. I got a text here that says, good morning, Miss Green. I don't know what your topic today, but what the U.S. means when they say 15% tariff for the Bahamas, please explain. Thank you. Okay, so like a tariff is a tax, right? But if the U.S. sets a tariff, that taxes applied to the goods that are imported into the country, and the citizens of the country that applied the tax pay the tax, essentially, right? So that's what that means. What it means is that the goods that we export, including like the tourism service, because that's how they calculate it, has to be so good that the people don't care to pay the 15% extra. Right? That's what it is. That your product is so good and so sought after that people don't care that they have to pay the 15% extra. Now, when I say they don't care, here's what I mean. It does not impact their decision to purchase. It may impact their decision when they vote. Right? It may impact their decision when they vote, but it won't necessarily impact their decision to purchase. And we may get into that as well this morning. It is on the front page of today's Nassau Guardian, 15% tariffs on Bahamas exports to the U.S. So I started the show with the song Jones, Oh Jones by Blind Blake, perhaps the first gangster rap song in the Bahamas, right? Long time. Your young people think you got it? No. And y'all old people that try to ascribe, to blame all young people with every sin in the country? No. No, the gangster rap started long ago with Blind Blake. But I play that song because of the story that came out late on Friday. FNM claims political skullduggery over voter drive at ILTV studios. The opposition accused the Parliamentary Registration Department yesterday of partisan conduct after a voter registration drive was held at ILTV Studios, a site it says is linked to Progressive Liberal Party Fort Charlotte candidate Sebastian Bastien. I'm not necessarily that focused on the location of the exercise in the broader scheme. We have already muddied the water. Let's not act now as if we care about the tenets of the Westminster system, that these are things that honorable men and women uphold, right? No, let's go beyond that. For me, see, it could be as simple as ILTV Studios and the Verizon Media Group understanding the number of people that are employed within the group of companies associated, right, would provide a space for its staff members to be able to register to vote, right? So that's not out of the realm of reasonableness. It's also not out of the realm of the political culture that you have established through complicity, right? Through your participation, right? When you're in opposition and when you are the government. For me, what I found interesting was this exchange captured by the media between a reporter and Travis Robinson. Reporter, quote, "What do you mean by terror on the nation?" Close quotes. Now, mind you, I did not hear all of the press statement. I did not hear everything that Travis Robinson said. And to be honest with you, I'm not sure if it's because I droned out, I zoned out when he began that old man preacher speaking. Because that has happened to me plenty. That's the oldest young man I know. Anyway, so I did not hear the entirety of his press statement. I don't know where this comment originated from, but here is an exchange captured in the media by Mr. Travis Robinson and the reporter. Quote, "What do you mean by terror on the location?" Close quotes. Robinson says, quote, "Should it continue, action will take place." Close quotes. The reporter says, quote, "What kind of action?" Close quotes. And Mr. Robinson responds, quote, "At the appropriate time, action will take place." Close quotes. Listen, I ain't studied war no more. And it's obvious y'all have never studied war. Where is all of this hard, gang-like, warlike, combative, aggressive language coming from? Surely the youngest member of the political class is not the one who's going to carry on the tradition of this unnecessary and, quite frankly, useless, inappropriately and misplaced language. Also, it sounds weird, Mr. Robinson. You can't be saying things that sound like threats in that old man preacher voice. The effect doesn't work. Where y'all get all this war talk from? All this aggression? I can read from the article briefly so y'all don't think I'm just making it up, right? Anyway, it was an interesting moment. The article again, FNM claims political skullduggery over voter drive at ILTV Studios. Deputy opposition leader Shenandoah Cartwright said the gathering was, quote, "an agitation and awareness," close quotes. What are y'all agitating? What are you agitating, the general public? Anyway, it's a good read. You guys should check it out. The FNM members present also raised some other concerns. Mr. Cartwright said some voters appeared in multiple constituencies. That should never happen. One voter, one constituency, close quotes, he said. Quote, "anything else opens the door to abuse," close quote. See, this is what I'm saying. Like, one voter, one constituency is implied in the rules, right? But then you go on to say anything else opens the door to abuse. Like, why would you even need to say that? Anything else is abuse. That it opens the door to abuse. Anything else is a violation. It's not just that you voted in multiple or in the wrong constituency. It's that you were registered in multiple constituencies that's also the problem. So that's like a given. Okay, and Michael Folks, FNM Golden Gates candidate, said deceased people remain on the list despite repeated reports. Mr. Cartwright urged the Ministry of National Security to intervene, citing inconsistent guidance at registration centers and confusion over transfers between polling divisions. Here's another story I wanted to touch on quickly. Immigration Union statement. Hard card. Ministry response. We're going to read from, well, I was reading from BCIAW president, quote, Prime Minister Faye, the Minister of Immigration, Our News. It's another important read. You can also find this story today in the Nassau Tribune under the headline, Immigration Union Once Says Fired Over Ignored Grievances. I'm not really here to and in today's Nassau Guardian, rejects. If you turn to page three, Ministry rejects Immigration Union's claims over promotions and over time. What I'm really looking for is I'm looking for the quotes, right? I'm looking for quotes from the press statement because I watched a piece of it. I just, again, I want to say, y'all don't know anything about war. I sort of, in this instance, I agree with the statement that emanated from the ministry responsible in regard to, I guess, the presentation at the union. First of all, sir, y'all call your union leader in, please. This is not a domino table. First of all, the performance was poor. Let's put it on the table. If you're going to perform, you need to be better at it. The performance was poor and it was ineffective. Hard card and throwing card on the table. You know why it's ineffective? Because we just assumed that that's what y'all be doing every day anyway, is playing dominoes, right? When you're supposed to be working. I was hoping to find in today's paper a full transcript of that portion of the press statement. Something is terribly, terribly wrong here, man. Something is terribly wrong. And so we can talk about that as well. Here are some other things that I saw over the weekend that raised concerns for me, great concerns. Okay, here we go. Did you all know that there's a new traffic signal, a new traffic light at Government House? Did you all know? Did you know that at Government House, at the western entrance exit of Government House, that's the Blue Hill Road, Shirley Street entrance, right? Right there. There is a new light signal. It's been there for over 6 months easy, that sits within the Government House compound. So when you're on the light cycle, the light will be green on Government roadside, and then the light will be green on the Shirley Street side, right? Or King Street or Duke Street, whichever that little section is called right outside a Government House. So the light is first green on Blue Hill roadside, then it's green on the King Street, Shirley Street side. And then both sides sit wondering what is happening. Why is my light red, but the other side is not moving, right? That's because the vast majority of drivers are unaware that there's a new traffic signal sitting within the Government House compound. And so while the Blue Hill light is red, right after the Shirley Street light turns red, the light inside Government House turns green. But nobody seems to be aware that that's what's happening. How do I know this? Because more and more cars and vehicles and tour buses and taxis, right, have decided to run the red light in that space, right? They don't see traffic moving on the other side, so they just run the red light. I've witnessed about 8 cars do that just last week, including this weekend, right? They're just gone. Another problem is, it seems that the people who are exiting Government House are unaware that there's a traffic signal that controls their movement at that intersection. So cars are often being let out, see, because somebody has to let you out of Government House, right? So a member of the force, the security team, lets them exit, and then they proceed past the light indicating when they could go, and then they end up forcing their way into oncoming traffic that's unaware that they're going to be there. And all of this because, you know why all of this? Because somebody decided that we don't have to tell anybody about this major change to traffic controls in a major intersection. Or in the alternate, instead of a somebody, a nobody thought it was important to explain this major traffic control change at a major intersection. But I don't expect any better, because nobody explained to the public that the eastern entrance and exit to Government House is now operational. And so if you are entering East Hill Street from Peck Slope, then you are absolutely required to stop at the stop sign that sits right there, although 99% of drivers ignore it. Right? So I just wanted to share that. Why was it important to share that? Because I saw the video of what looked like a very bad accident involving tourists in an open-sided Jeep in Cable Beach. People, them all flung up on the sidewalk. Right? It's almost as if nobody is taking this seriously. So, like, when I read the article, 5 traffic deaths recorded in first weeks of January, it was posted the 19th of January, 26, and I read this. Police declined to provide official traffic fatality statistics of 2025 when contacted, stating that the information would be released at a later date. I'm just not sure y'all are taking this thing seriously enough. Right? You know who does take it seriously? The IDB. Right? Continue reading from that article. The continued loss of life on Bahamian roads comes amid findings outlined in an Inter-American Development Bank study reported in December 2025. Did the Royal Bahamas Police reference anything from this study in their 2026 crime briefing for 2025? Anyway, in an Inter-American Development Bank study reported in December 2025, which described road safety in the Bahamas as a significant public policy issue. See right there, Commission of Police, that's an indicator that jingles making children who can't drive make commercials for adults who don't listen to them is not commensurate with a significant public policy issue. The IDB study found that approximately 40% of New Providence residents reported that they or a close family member had been involved in a traffic accident within the past 5 years. It also noted that more than 6,000 traffic accidents are reported annually nationwide. The article continues, the study further highlighted the impact of population growth and increased vehicle ownership, noting that New Providence's population grew by more than 20% between 2010 and 2022, alongside a corresponding rise in motorization. The IDB warned that several major intersections in Nassau exceed their design capacity, particularly during peak hours, increasing congestion and collision risks. You know what they do in other jurisdictions when they have, what's the correct term, when they have major intersections that exceed their design capacity? They assign officers to conduct traffic controls. They assign officers to those intersections. Okay, I want to follow that up with this article that's just sitting, waiting us to read from Thursday's Tribune. National bus reform still, quote, under study, close quotes, as union tired of talk. You know who tired of talk? My feet. I was a dedicated bus catcher, pedestrian. And the people who used to try knock me down, they could testify to that. Let's read from this article. National bus reform still, quote, under study, close quotes, as union tired of talk. You might as well tell me Jesus is coming back. You might as well tell me Santa Claus had a gift from me from 1988 that he can make sure he drop off this year. You might as well tell me that. The government is still studying a unified national bus system years after first signaling reform, with no structure yet presented to operators and no timeline announced. Transport and Energy Minister JoBeth Colby-Davis said yesterday that discussions remain ongoing as officials consult foreign transit agencies and local drivers while working toward a model for the Bahamas. I was hoping that somebody would play some gospel music right then so I could remember that I'm not going to turn my life. Speaking yesterday on Guardians Radio's Morning Blend program, she said the government has met with public transport authorities in Barbados and Bermuda and has held talks with agencies in the United States while developing a plan suited to local conditions. I'm going to be building and selling bean bags, and I want to know where I could get this quality of fluff from for my bean bags, please. Quote, I did meet with the authorities of MARTA, that's Atlanta and in New York Metropolitan, that authority, and we have been building out a plan. We do have to go back to the union. They have been giving great ideas, close quote, she said. I don't like any of the ideas y'all have. None. No, nobody had the idea to maintain bus stops. Nobody thought, okay, so we can't get the government to do it, but let's do it because customers. No, okay, no problem. She said the government intends to incorporate franchise owners, many of whom have operated routes for you. Why? Why would you incorporate them? Have we not figured out that many of them are part of the problem? Have we not figured that out yet? Quote, a lot of them are franchise owners, close quote, she said. You know what we need? We need the Ben Owners Act. We need to know who the true owners of the bus franchises and the buses are, right? I wonder if a mechanism like the Public Disclosures Commission could assist, like could facilitate, right, the information gathered in that process could facilitate the average person from making some of these just investigations themselves. Quote, they've had franchises for years, and so leaning on their expertise is important as well. No, it's not. What has improved? What expertise? What are we talking about? Listen, there are very good bus drivers out there. There are very good bus drivers out there who maintain a good and consistent service. But one bus driver is not an example of a healthy and functioning system. This is a joke. Dear young people, if y'all don't understand what's happening, this is laughable. Because you have to remember that your government is into what it is, carbon motor fuel tax. They're addicted to it. They can't think straight when any idea arises that may potentially reduce the amount of money or the rate at which they would collect said tax. We go back to the article. Plans to modernize and unify the public bus system date back nearly a decade, including a reform project developed with the Inter-American Development Bank that examined routes, fares, fleet standards, and formal bus stops, but no full framework has yet been implemented. Stick a pin there. I'm going to be 50 this year. So when they say plans to modernize and unify the public bus system date back nearly a decade, they lie. First of all, they may have had a plan that they decided that they need to devise when they came into office, ignoring all of the other plans that existed before that. I stopped catching bus almost over 20 years ago because my mother was deathly concerned. Why? Because people message her and tell her how they see people abusing me, a pedestrian, on the road. Okay? This is a clear example of fluff, of nothingness. And you know what the real problem is? It's because the most vulnerable people in this space, the constituents who are served, right, by this system, the people who will benefit from it, whose lives and quality of life will increase tremendously if they could get this done, these are poor people and young people with no vote or political weight or credit. Plans to modernize go back nearly a decade, including a reform project developed by IDB that examined routes, fares, fleet standards, and formal bus stops, but no full framework has yet been implemented. Rudolph Taylor, president of the Bahamas Unified Bus Drivers Union, said the union has not met with the government since 2025 and is waiting for its findings. Quote, there's a lot of things that they had to look into, so we're just waiting on what their findings and so forth. Asked if he remained optimistic, he said, any system must reflect local realities. What? Quote, everybody's trying to take the ideas from other countries and we have to make it unique to us being a very small island, which is only 21 miles by 7, close quotes, he said. So what may work in a metropolitan area would not work for us, so or might not. Y'all didn't tell them y'all went to Bermuda and Barbados? Producer, prep the caller. I still got more things on this list to talk about. We're going to the Ministry of Agriculture next. Good morning, caller.
Doing, man.
Good morning. How you do?
Hey, yeah, I'm okay.
Good.
I just wanted to say something in reference to the issue we were just talking about the bus.
Yes.
And so forth. Let me ask you guys,
something. Mm-hmm.
Are you aware that Freeport Grand Bahama has a bus system?
No, I didn't know.
Oh, you didn't know?
No.
Okay. It's had a busing system now for almost going to 40 plus years. And have you ever heard about, you didn't know, so obviously you didn't never heard about any complaints from them, right?
Right, because then I would have known. Oh, yeah.
Right. So when the person who made the president, I guess, of the association made a statement reference to it must be reflective of the environment, you know, mm-hmm. our current local issues.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, he probably doesn't know that Freeport obviously as well as a busing system.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm bringing this all up is this.
Mm-hmm.
There is no problem at all with the system that is being run in Freeport. They don't have the same attitude. You don't have to worry about somebody running you over. You don't have to worry about somebody trying to cut the other person off in the road, traffic, this situation, that situation.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe they should take a model of the system in Freeport. And the reason why I'm saying that is because we're looking at other countries, but it's amazing how the second city where we have this system going on and smoothly
mm-hmm.
and orderly that they have not taken a note of that.
Yep.
And I'd be surprised to know that a lot of Nassauvians probably don't even know that we have a system in Freeport, a busing system that works excellent. They don't carry on with each other. They dress appropriately. They're not speeding all throughout Grand Bahama.
And the young people safe on the bus. Young people safe on the bus?
Yes.
Because you know we have a feeling up crisis here in New Providence in the bus system, right?
Man, listen, let me tell you. And you know what is so weird about it?
Mm-hmm.
Nassau could fit in Freeport probably twice.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the day, in relation to the behavior, the mindset, the everything, the professionalism, that is conducted in Freeport with the bus drivers. And like I said, you've been in this country for years, and you didn't even know that. And you didn't hear any no complaints. You don't hear them kind of things going on. So I'm wondering, what is the difference between the bus drivers there and the bus drivers here?
I can tell you. Let me go to the next caller. Oh, I think I have the answer, but thank you very, very much for that contribution. Right to the point. Thank you. Good morning, caller.
Yes, sir. Good morning, Dua.
Good morning. How you do?
All right. So I'd like to say that capitalism, right, and mm-hmm. the market is not the same. They're two different things.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you could be a democratic socialist, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So I said that to say that, okay, what we do, right, capitalism is the exploitation of the many by few.
On top of other things, yes.
Right. So that's the principle.
Mm-hmm.
So people who support privatization, they do it when it's in their interest. Like for instance, they look at the U.S. right or the West and say, well, they privatize this, but we should privatize everything. But the things that they don't privatize in the West, like the transportation.
Mm-hmm.
Right, we don't want to do that. We make this as, oh, we are small, listen. come on.
Listen, thank
you. What are you doing? Why not? I remember when we had 3 private bus companies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Things were better because there were only a few.
Mm-hmm.
So this system, we get this garbage. I mean, and I don't agree with the 3. You know what I mean? The privatization of the system anyway.
I with you. We should never, and not only should we not privatize public transportation, we must understand what it means to provide equal and equitable access to services, right, in an archipelagic nation with an archipelagic exterior. It goes well beyond just ground transportation. And these are issues that we never hear politicians talk about. And I imagine because it's not to their fiscal benefit, they assume. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. You still there? All right. We're going to get to the text line. And then, did you see this video from the Ministry of Agriculture that's floating around the internet this weekend? Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you?
All right, good, thank you. How are you doing?
Good. Listen to me. Mm-hmm. Being a bus driver and a bus owner
mm-hmm.
for over 32 years,
mm-hmm.
my thing is the bus system can be fixed very easily, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a gentleman that called from Grand Bahama. And the last time I was in Grand Bahama, I intentionally caught the bus to see how the system works.
Mm-hmm.
The bus system in Grand Bahama works like the bus system here in Nassau on Route 12 and Route 10.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
First bus on the line,
go out.
That bus doesn't move till that get full.
Mm-hmm.
So if you have a bus pull up behind that bus with 2 or 3 people in it, all of them then go to that bus.
Yeah, right, the first bus.
Now, what is going to happen is, even though they leave that bus without paying them, that bus will still get that money back from the other bus that have to give them their people.
Mm-hmm.
And that give that time is that other bus that pulled off, the bus behind that gets full. That bus will then be in a quite of a distance, so it wouldn't be a rat race racing.
Right, and the system is set up so it... I lived in England, and the only thing I did was catch public transportation there. I buy a card. I pay to use the public transportation system. The drivers are compensated according to their pay package, right? And so people are not fighting for riders. They're not fighting for passengers. I get paid at the end of the day.
They had a thing, a card thing they were trying to put in some of the buses. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they ever know what became of that. But they had a particular bus company named Convenience City Transit
mm-hmm.
that was operated by Mr. Rami.
Yeah.
That is the ideal thing that we need.
All right.
You'll never see... He had a route, he dominated one route.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll never see a bus overtaking a bus on that route.
Yeah.
I saw, and I can go right now, I saw where I was on one of the... Because I just kept the buses to see how it worked.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw one of the bus had the... One of the drivers had to dash in to maybe use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
And we sat there about 5 minutes and not another bus passed. You know why? He ran on his radio set, say, draw back.
Mm-hmm.
I can make a stop, draw back a
5 minute, stop, give him a 5 minute buffer. Yeah, give him a 5 minute buffer.
Yeah, and it's nobody overtake, nobody running, nobody.
Mm-hmm.
So if Ma coming through the corner, he don't have to stop or turn through the corner, look for time his mother reach out to the corner, another bus on there.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
That's
the type of system we need. Like we have the system, you know. That same 12B and the 10 bus route.
Them go way out
that's
west.
That's the system.
Right. The only thing I don't like is that I have to wait for the bus to fill up. I don't like that part, but there are alternates, right? And I understand that model as well. But the point is being made that the models have existed. Models are currently being operated within the country that could be used right now.
Let me say this in closing.
Okay.
It doesn't really have to be full up, you know. It could be like maybe half or quarter.
I got you.
Because you still have the pass.
Other places, people waiting for the bus to come.
People on it.
Yeah, I got you.
If you leave from town full, that means you can't pick up somebody unless somebody gets off.
And boy, that used to happen to me plenty in the evening.
So you could go a quarter way up, quarter way full off,
mm-hmm.
like that, and then pick up as you go up.
Thank you. Listen, thank you very much.
Good.
All right, let's go. Producer, you taking me to a break? Before you take me to a break, Oh, I see the caller. The caller just calling. Y'all notice that no crime reports for 2026 have been posted to the Royal Bahamas Police Force website yet. Now, I wanted to link that back to the earlier discussion. Here's why. Because I saw some accidents that were, the videos were being, images were being shared last night, accidents that happened over the weekend with their heads. Last weekend, so not this weekend, we just slept through, but the weekend before, I saw a video that I thought was the images from a fatality. I have not seen anything reported. So when I found that article from the 19th of January, where the Tribune said, hey, these people, are we not sure you're all reporting the fatalities? I am very, very concerned. Where does the PACD, because that's the people who be posting the crime reports on Facebook and social media, where's the central location where they post all of their crime reports, please, and thank you for the general public. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. How you do?
I'm okay. Aaron, this present model that we have in place, mm-hmm. you know about any other country where this model is practiced?
I sure there are countries, but it's not really a model. See, that's the thing. Don't let people tell you this is a model. This is
yeah, but I mean, it's a model for what we are saying.
No, it's not a model. Mm-mm.
For chaos. It's a model for chaos. The Ministry of Transport in developed countries control public transportation.
Mm-hmm.
About 3,000 different bosses setting their own policy
mm-hmm.
to suit their particular franchise.
Mm-hmm.
That's the problem.
I got you.
You need one model and one model system.
Mm-hmm.
And whereas, I mean, you go in other countries, you can catch bus up to 12 o'clock, public transportation up to 12 o'clock in the night.
Well,
but when everybody's setting the rules, and then one of the most dangerous things that we have in place that nobody is checking for, if you're operating a public transportation errand, there is no need for a bus to exceed more than 35 miles an hour. But those buses can fly. The odometers on those various buses are not governed.
But hold on, pause. Stick a pin right there. Look at the solution. You presented the solution with the problem, right? You know, and we know that insurance companies now provide devices that monitor the use of the car, and they use that to calculate your new rate, right? We could very simply pass a law right now that says all buses must have that device in it, and there's going to be a unit, and God forbid it's in the government, and then we have to rely on them to do their job. Right? But
the
technology, of course, I could be honest with you. I was thinking about Carnival. I'm saying that, right?
Right.
It's possible. The minister has to know this. And if she doesn't know it, the technocrats in her ministry know it. And from me and you said it just now, everybody knows it. The insurance industry has evolved to the place where they provide trouble drivers, bad drivers, with devices to be placed in their car that gives a readout of what you did in the car, how fast you were going, how quickly you stopped. And that can be used to assess whether a bus driver is going to be authorized, right? Like you're going to have your license renewed. These things are easy, easy peasy. We could do that a long time, as easy as rolling over somebody.
This present position, I always call them, I call them speed and jukebox. That's exactly what they are. They make a lot of speed and mm-hmm. they're playing a lot of music.
Mm-hmm.
That's a speed and jukebox, which is a recipe for disaster.
Yeah. But Duncan, before I go, I got to go. Between me and you, right, a human rights advocate and a father and children's rights advocate, right? I would have thought, personally, me myself, would have thought that given the prolific reports of sexual violence and sexual abuse on public transportation and, right, the very obvious and overt target group, minor girls, high school girls, and vulnerable women, I would have thought that the state would have moved decades ago to create a safer public transportation system, understanding how many people rely on public transport for their daily movement.
I forgot that, Aaron. I can't see how I forgot that. But in other countries, they have plainclothes police officers ride these public transportation.
You know what I'm saying? And they have CCTV cameras.
We don't have any checks and balances.
Thank you very much, eh? I go to this text line. Okay, I'm going to read some text. Then we go into the break. And then after the break, I've given you all some time to do some homework. Do roosters lay eggs? After the break, we're going to answer the question, do roosters lay eggs? because they ate legs. I know that for sure. Anyway, that's the music. Texters, let me get one out. Aaron, I've been asking questions since the day I thought I heard Brave say he was giving BEC to two, giving BEC two more loans for $300 million for what I asked, but I didn't hear anyone else talking about it. I thought I'd made a mistake. Do we really understand what happened? I'm deeply insulted that a director came on Guardian to tell us this deal was good for the Bahamian people. You ever heard of about Alstom, A-L-S-T-O-M, a man named Ramsey, and a BEC board? You ever heard about Alstom, that's with an M, 2.0, the building, with the pieces of the building falling down out the building? Or the generator fire? Remember when the people came and said, well, because somebody leaked the report, we're not going to tell you what was in it? You all remember that? I did ask, what are the loans for if y'all already told us that this was our golden era in energy reform? What are these new loans? I did ask. And you see the lengths that people had to go to get any semblance of information? They had to withstand the prime minister calling them dumb and lazy. Yeah. But when I say pour me a drink, I'm tired of thinking. Anyway, you're on the clock with I Ain't Gonna Study War No More Green. Stay tuned. We're coming right back.
Wait, you know what's going down tomorrow?
Nobody, what happening?
Joe bringing the knife to school? He could do Junior in?
For what?
Wait, he fooled with Joe girl?
Mother sick. And you know Junior don't bark down for nothing. So that means you got a big fight tomorrow.
So whose side you on?
Side? I trying to stay in school, not Simpson fan. We gotta tell somebody about this fight.
Tell somebody? I mean cool, you know.
Wait, if you so cool, then you need to stay in school and stay out of the fight.
Yeah, but if I don't hang on Joe's side, him and he boys coming for me next.
All right, so we definitely gotta tell somebody. We gotta prevent the fight.
What I say, I don't want nobody calling me snitch.
We could just call Crime Stoppers. You could report what you know, and nobody gotta know it's you.
So how do I wait?
All you gotta do is call them, or you text them through the Crack Crime Bahamas app, and nobody can know it's you.
Then the police come looking for me for more info, and when they finish with them, Joe them coming looking for me?
When you call Crime Stoppers, the calls go directly to Miami, and they don't ask nothing about you. Then you can get the pen from them, and they can claim a reward later using that same pen.
Plus, everything's scrambled, so nobody can read what you're saying.
Calls 328-8477 from Nassau, or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
The following is a paid political message.
Kalani, hey. Kalani, oh, the future is brighter. Oh, vote for MacGyver, hey, cause she is a fighter. For you. She is a fighter.
That was a paid political message.
Put more money back in your pocket with the Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan. Why pay more when you can pay less? Reduce your monthly debt payments down to one low, easy payment. Apply for a Fidelity Debt Consolidation Loan today. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk.
For fast, reliable, and impactful printing services, look no further. Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life. We stand by our quality products that is second to none. Our affordable pricing and friendly, efficient staff makes Printmasters the ultimate choice for all your printing needs. We can deliver any type of printing services, from banners to booklets to business cards. You name it, we can print it.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
In today's market, merchants shouldn't have to choose between the high fees of cards or the security risk of physical cash. SandDollar provides the ultimate hybrid solution. The instant settlement of a cash transaction paired with the seamless digital convenience of a card. Integrating SandDollar into your checkout, you're choosing a local high-efficiency system that eliminates the friction of exact change and the uncertainty of bank delays. It's the sophisticated choice for a modern Bahamian entrepreneur looking to optimize their daily operations. Join the future of local commerce today. SandDollar.
Good morning and welcome back to On the Clock with Aaron Green. Producer, whenever you hear me begging for gospel music, you could also play the song by MacGyver for Kalani. That is catchy and it'll remind me, right, that I need to be a team player. And for me, the song doesn't tell me which team I need to be a part of, you know. It just tells me that I need to get involved. And that is what's inspirational about that song. Okay, I got, what, 4 or 5 minutes? Let's get it all in. As we get back into the show, let's say a prayer. Reach out to your people if they are in the north. The north, north. The cold north. That north up there. The weather is weathering. My cousin in New York sent me some images, and I'm concerned for them. The weather is weathering. Also, Department of Meteorology. What happened, man? Y'all didn't tell us any. Did you tell us anything about this cold front? Y'all didn't think we needed to know? I was shocked this morning. Okay, let's get back to the text line. This is a follow-up from the last text I read. These people came here with $0. We gave them majority share of the company and all assets. We then guaranteed their profits. Profits guaranteed. They have zero risk, no money invested, zero risk and majority ownership. This is unheard of. I don't want to hear no more advice from the financial expert who claimed to have the Bahamas' interests at heart. Again, Alstom with an M. I want to make the distinction. I'm never, when I'm talking about Alstom with an M, I'm not referring to Ms. Alston with an N who works. Was it either the BPL board? I'm not referring to her. I'm referring to Alstom with an M. Go ask your MP about Alstom with an M. If they can't give you a sensible answer, do you use that in your assessment on who you're going to vote for? I don't care what the answer is, but it needs to sound sensible. Okay, Aaron, you pray for the PM? Does he need my prayers? I believe he does need prayers. Aaron, we will never have a real public transportation system in this country as long as the government continues to issue public service transportation as a reward for their loyal supporters. The minister knows this, but they continue gaslighting Bahamians. Oh, no, it's even deeper than that. I tell you all, I don't care about personal scandals. I don't care about it. Unless it bucks up on, right? Unless it frustrates or creates an inability for you to do your job. I don't care about it. The two things that this administration will be marked by, its ability to cause and compel members within it, the general public, foreign direct investors, tourists, migrants, Bahamians, to govern themselves, to discipline themselves, to moderate their behavior, and cause and compel others to do the same. And the second is an inability to move at the pace of its own policies. These guys cannot move at the policy that they set for themselves. They cannot explain the policies that they set for themselves to the people who they rely on to implement said policies. I don't need no scandals. An inability to discipline themselves and moderate their behavior and govern themselves leads into an inability to move at the pace of their own policies. Everybody else praying for the PM. And he's still aging. What were they praying for? They were praying for him to not age? Tell him go to Meghwana. But go in the daytime. Go in the daytime. Do not go in the nighttime. And I mean that. Y'all don't fly to the family island at night. A sad, sad story. Cooper orders probe into Exuma runway lights after patient's death. An emergency medical flight into Exuma International Airport may have been affected by a runway light issue and the intended patient later died. May have been affected. Y'all forget, eh? Y'all forget the Meghwana tragedy, eh? Yes, y'all forget. I mean, that's what I can do. I can put it in the zine. But that's not the story that I wanted to end the show with today. Also, we see that the fires are still burning in Abaco. Sandy Point Township Councilman and local fire department blaze battle overnight. Suspected arson. That second story is from Eyewitness News. This is what I wanted to end the show with. Over the weekend, I saw a video from published on social media, on a social media account owned by the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources. It was a video of a farmer telling us a story about a rooster that laid an egg. I know I'm out of time, so I can't use a dramatic pause in this moment. A rooster that laid an egg. This video was published by the Ministry of Marine Resources with no disclaimer. With no disclaimer. And in the video, the man suggests that the feed that he's giving his poultry, his chickens, has resulted in the roosters who eat that feed developing feminine tendencies, so much that one of his roosters laid an egg. And I am here to tell you today that I would not bat an eyelid if we fired everybody at the Ministry of Agriculture and Marine Resources for allowing this foolishness to arise to the surface. This is absolute madness. So I told you all to do your homework. If you could give me an instance, if you could show me tomorrow an instance of a rooster that laid an egg, I will buy you a t-shirt from the Ponciana Paper Press store. It'll either say intellectual Jezebel, gay wench, or psycho of a lady, since y'all believe in these things. Anyway, you've been on the clock with I Ain't Gonna Study War No More, Green, and I hope you do the same. Have a great day. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.